War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I hope there is a sense of urgency here, but I'm just not getting it. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene. What about the rest of the Georgia Republicans? What about the Trump campaign? And I understand the RNC is just knees deep in litigation right now leading up to the election. But it's like this is happening now. You've already got... You're going to have millions of people early voting in Georgia. So, I mean, you got to get on the ground now and find out what the hell's going on. And then how are you going to say, and it doesn't even matter, they'll appeal this decision. They might even reverse the decision with this judge. It doesn't matter. The votes are being tabulated now. See how it's all done by design? This is all done by design. All of this timing has worked out for the Democrats. So maybe this decision by the judge sticks. Can't hand count ballots. Can't surveil the drop boxes. I mean, that's ridiculous. What if somebody comes and steals a drop box? See, so in Wisconsin, the mayor says this drop box is illegitimate. It's ripe for voter fraud. I'm taking it down. Oh, he's being investigated. Well, what if somebody in Georgia goes and takes a drop box? Well, we don't have video surveillance now. Oh, how convenient. So is it a problem or is it not? So right on early voting day, the judge says, no hand counting of ballots, no video surveillance of drop boxes. Right on election day. So even if the decision is appealed and they reverse it, doesn't matter. It's already played out. They're already having the issues in Georgia, it's being reported. They're already stuffing mail-in ballots to the drop boxes with no video surveillance. It's election day. We're in the election. It's happening right now. Where is the sense of urgency? Unbelievable. It's the same deal with this judge in D.C., Chutkin, releasing the new evidence. There's nothing. They have nothing on Trump, this new evidence that they released. There's nothing. If they had something, they'd have Trump on this by now. They have nothing. They just release this, and then they generate the headlines. They generate the press. They try to bring back their big issue of January 6th. Oh, yeah, right as the election is starting, right as early voting is starting. Ridiculous. So it's kind of a misnomer. I come on the air. I mean, we're 18 days to the election, 17 days and some odd hours. Really, we are in the election right now. The election is actually going on right now. Multiple states early voting, multiple swing states early voting. And we already have issues being reported, and we already have judges changing laws. So really, we're in the election right now. But it's almost like everybody's kind of got this, like we're numb. And believe me, I get it. This has been the longest election cycle ever. It's been a knockdown, drag out. Everybody's ready to get it over. And it's just like, ugh. But here we are in the election. Massive problems now in Georgia. A Trump state that he needs to win that the Democrats took in 2020. And we're just... watching it all happen, and we're just watching it play out again. So no, I'm not sitting here doomer pilling, black pilling. This is what's going on, okay? If I'm sitting in the broadcast booth of the Yankees, Indians, now the Guardians, ALCS game, and I'm a Yankees fan, and the Cleveland Indians hit a home run, well, what am I going to say? Oh, no, it's not a home run. It didn't go over the wall. No, that was a home run. They won the game. They hit a home run. So that's what's going on in Georgia. The Democrats are hitting home runs. They're in the game. They know it's election day. Thank God for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, good Lord. It's like, do people even, I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Do they just not care? Do they not realize what's going to happen? Some of us do. Some of us have been through the ringer. Some of us have been to prison. Some of us have been through the lawfare. Some of us have been censored. Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, your cost of living is going to double with another 4 years of this. You know, that'll be the least of your problems. You'll be visiting family members in prison. You'll be trying to start a company. You won't be able to make any money. You'll try to find your favorite conservative talk show host. They'll be gone. But hey, I get it. I mean, the RNC is fighting all these other legal battles and, you know, Trump's campaigning. And, you know, I guess the governor of Georgia is just, he doesn't care. Whatever. As long as he gets to stay in power, I guess he doesn't give a damn. So then you got this news out of Detroit where, again, so it's the same thing. So you notice in the states that Trump won in 2016, where the Democrats have their hands on the legal levers of power here, they're doing all the exact same things. No voter signature verification, mail-in voting out the wazoo. No surveillance of the drop boxes. RNC files lawsuit against Detroit for deleting ballot box surveillance footage. Oh, they're just erasing the evidence.
Yes.
They're not cheating, though. No, they have nothing to hide. They're just hiding the evidence. We would never use mail-in ballots and stuff them into the drop boxes to rig and steal and cheat in an election? Of course not. Oh, okay, can we see the surveillance footage? Absolutely not. Delete it, delete it. Delete the footage. Delete the evidence. Delete it. Hide it quickly. Oh, and then a judge will come out and say, you know what? It's illegal to even have surveillance of the ballot drop boxes. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. It's illegal to have surveillance of your front door. It's illegal to have surveillance in your front yard, your garage, and your backyard. It's illegal for a company to have surveillance. You can't have surveillance. It's unconstitutional. So, of course, at a mail-in drop box where our elections are at stake, you can't have video surveillance of that. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. And he declares it right as the election starts. I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, the Republicans are appealing it. They'll probably win. They'll already be stuffing the ballots with a million votes. I mean, this is bad. This is how corrupt our country is. This is how corrupt the Democrat Party is. It's just like, it's right in front of your eyes. So, wow. Wow. And then Chutkin, the corrupt judge in D.C., oh, we're just going to release these files right as the election starts, too, to make Trump look bad. There's nothing there. They have nothing. It's all political gamesmanship. Judge Chutkin unseals 2,000 pages of evidence from Jack Smith's D.C. case against Trump less than 3 weeks before election. Election meddling, election interference. And then it's all them. Trump calls judge overseeing his January 6th case the most evil person. He's also called Jack Smith a sick puppy. Both of those quotes were from his interview with Dan Bongino yesterday. But Trump doesn't do interviews. Trump doesn't do interviews, they say. They say Trump is exhausted and he doesn't do interviews. No, he does at least one interview a day and at least one campaign event today. In fact, he's in Detroit right now. We should have eyes on that. Maybe we can go with a mini box. Trump skips another interview. Clearly, he's exhausted. What? Skipping interviews? Exhausted? This guy's running around 24/7. I don't know how he does it. And then Kamala Harris on her campaign, where nobody shows up anymore, is just making things up out of nowhere, just making things up out of thin air, and then saying the same thing. Oh, Trump's skipping interviews. He's exhausted. He can't handle it anymore. Clip 10.
And now he is ducking debates and canceling interviews. Come on. And check this out. His own campaign team recently said it is because of exhaustion. Well, if you are exhausted on the campaign trail, it raises real questions about whether you are fit for the toughest job in the world.
Got a little bit of a new accent there, too.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. You can't even keep up with Donald Trump. You're the one that's being hid from the media. You're the one that got installed with like 90 days till the election and then didn't even do a press conference. I don't even think she's done a single press conference. Haven't even done an interview until 20 days till the election. And now they're so bad that you're bombing them. You used to have some decent-sized rallies when you first announced. Now nobody goes to your rallies. You get maybe 500, 1,000 people at your rally, so they can't talk about